The next word is somebody. English. Somebody is waiting for you. Punjabi. Koi. Tuhade. Lai. Itazar. Kar. Reha. He. Breakdown. Koi. Tuhade. Lai. Itazar. Kar. Reha. He. Koi. This is the subject of the sentence, and means somebody or someone. Tuhade. This is a possessive pronoun, meaning your. Lai. This is a preposition meaning for. Itazar. This is a noun meaning wait. Kar. This is the verb meaning to do, to make, or to perform. Reha. This is a present continuous verb ending, meaning is doing or is making. He. This is an auxiliary verb, helping to complete the tense of the sentence. It means is or is being. Key concepts. Koi. This is a common word used to express an unspecified person. Itazar. This noun is commonly used to describe the act of waiting for something. Reha. This verb ending is useful for expressing ongoing actions. English. Somebody is waiting for you. Punjabi. Koi. Tuhade. Lai. Itazar. Kar. Reha. He. The next word is magazine. English. I read a magazine every week. Punjabi. Breakdown. Colon, this is the subject pronoun, I, in Punjabi. Her. Colon, this means, every, and is used to indicate frequency. Hafati. Colon, this means, week. Ek. Colon, this means, one, and is used to indicate the quantity of magazines being read. Magazine. Colon, this is the word for magazine. Parfadaha. Colon, this is the present tense verb, read, in Punjabi. Key concepts. Word order. The Punjabi sentence follows a subject-verb-object, SVO, word order, similar to English. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives and verbs must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Here, the verb, parfadaha, is in the masculine singular form, because, me, is a masculine singular pronoun. Frequency words. Punjabi uses a variety of words and phrases to express frequency. Translation. English. I read a magazine every week. Punjabi. Me har hafatik magazine parfadaha. The next word is shape. English. The shape of the object is round. Punjabi. Vasatuda akar gol hai. Breakdown. Vasatu. Vastu. Object. Da. Da. Possessive marker. Of. Akar. Akar. Shape. Ball. Ball. Round. Hair. High. Is. Key concepts. Possessive marker. The. Used to show possession. It is placed between the noun and the possessed object. Word order. The sentence follows the subject-verb-object structure, which is common in Punjabi. Memorization tip. Remember that the word for shape in Punjabi is akar. Akar. This word is often used when describing the form or outline of an object. The next word is sea. English. The sea is vast and deep. Punjabi. Samudar bahut vada ate dunga hai. Breakdown. Samudar. Samanda. Sea. Bahut. Bahut. Very. Vada. Vada. Big, large. Ate. Eight. And. Dunga. Dunga. Deep. Hair. High. Is. Key concepts. Samudar. Samanda. Is a masculine noun, and the verb. Hair. High. Agrees with it in gender. The sentence is in the present tense, which is indicated by the verb ending. Hair. High. English. The sea is vast and deep. Punjabi. Samudar bahut vada ate dunga hai. The next word is immediately. English. He immediately left the room. Punjabi. Uh turant kamare vich bahar chala gaya. Breakdown. He. Turant. Immediately. Kamare. Room. Vich. From. Bahar. Out. Chala. Went. Gaya. He. Past tense marker. Key concept. The word durant is a very versatile adverb that can be used in a variety of contexts to express immediacy. English. He immediately left the room. Punjabi. Uh durant kamare vich bahar chala gaya. The next word is may. English. He may come today. Punjabi. Ho sakda hai ki oh jaave. Breakdown. Ho sakda hai. This is a common phrase in Punjabi that means may or it is possible that. It is literally translated as to be able to happen. This is a very useful phrase to know. Think of it as a way of expressing possibility. Ki. This is a conjunction that means that. It is used to introduce a subordinate clause. Uh. This is a pronoun that means he. This is an adverb that means today. Ave. This is a verb that means to come. It is in the present tense. This sentence is in the indicative mood, which means it is stating a fact. The phrase ho sakda hai is used to express possibility. English translation. He may come today. Punjabi translation. Ho sakda hai ki oh jaave. The next word is welcome. English. Welcome. Punjabi. Aapda swagat hai. Breakdown. Aap, you, formal, respectful. Da, of, possessive particle. Swagat. Swagat, welcome. Hai. Hai, is, present tense of the verb, to be. The sentence is a formal way of welcoming someone in Punjabi, using the respectful form of, you. Aap. The next word is smile. English. He smiled at me. Punjabi. Asni mirti has ki dek here. Breakdown. Us. He slash she slash it. Ni. Has slash have, past tense. Mir. My. T. On slash at. Has ki. Smiling. Dek here. Looked. Key concepts. The use of the preposition T on slash at is important to understand the direction of the action. Has ki is a common Punjabi phrase that means smiling. Therefore, the sentence Asni mir ti has ki dek here means he smiled at me. The next word is communication. English. Communication is important for understanding each other. Punjabi. Hi, Sampak, hi, Ekdasanu Samjhan Lai Zarori, hi. Breakdown. Hi, Sampak, hi, this means communication in Punjabi. It is a noun. Hi, Ekdasa, hi, this means each other in Punjabi. This is used for two people. Hi, nu, hi, this is a postposition that means to, or, for. Hi, Samjhan, hi, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to understand, in Punjabi. Hi, lie, hi, this means, for, in Punjabi. It is a postposition. Hi, zaruri, hi, this means, important, or, necessary, in Punjabi. It is an adjective. It is modifying the noun, hi, sampak, hi. Hi, 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 this means, is, in Punjabi. It is the present tense of the verb, to be, in Punjabi. Key concepts. The sentence structure of the Punjabi sentence follows the pattern. Noun plus postposition plus noun plus verb. This is different from the English structure of subject plus verb plus object. Punjabi uses postpositions like, hi, nu, hi, and, hi, lie, hi, rather than prepositions like, to, and, for. Punjabi verb forms are marked for tense, number, and person. English. Communication is important for understanding each other. The next word is agent. English. The agent is working hard. Punjabi. Agent sahat mehanat kariha hai. Breakdown. Agent. This is the Punjabi word for agent. The pronunciation is similar to the English word, agent. Sahat. This word means hard. Mehanat. This means work in Punjabi. You can also translate this as labor or effort. Kar. This means do. Reha. This is the present continuous tense of the verb to be. It is the present continuous tense for he or she. He. This is the Punjabi word for is. It marks the end of a sentence. Important points. In Punjabi, the word order is very similar to English, so you can often translate sentences directly from English to Punjabi. Punjabi grammar is very similar to Hindi grammar. Translation. The agent is working hard. The next word is traditional. English. This is a traditional Punjabi dish. Punjabi. Aek paramparagat Punjabi vajan hai. Breakdown. A. This. Ek. A. Paramparagat. Traditional. Punjabi. Punjabi. Vajan. Dish. Hai. Is. Key concepts. Paramparagat. Colon, this is an important word to know when discussing Punjabi culture and traditions. It is a very common word in Punjabi. English, this is a traditional Punjabi dish. Punjabi. Aek Param Pragat Punjabi Vajan Hai. The next word is replace. English. The old car was replaced with a new one. Punjabi. Purani Gadi Nunei Gadi Nal Badal Dita Gaya. Breakdown. Purani. This means old and is a feminine adjective modifying the noun. Gadi. Which means car. Gadi. This means car and is the subject of the sentence. Nu. This is a preposition meaning with, indicating that the old car was replaced by something. Nei. This means new and is a feminine adjective modifying the noun. Gadi. Gadi. Again, this means car and is the object of the preposition. Now. Now. This is a preposition meaning with, indicating that the replacement was done with the new car. Badal Dita Gaya. This is the past tense of the verb, to replace, in Punjabi. It is in the passive voice, meaning the car was replaced by an unknown agent, which is implied to be someone. Key concepts. Gender. Notice how the adjectives. Purani. And. Nei. Agree in gender with the noun. Gadi. Punjabi nouns have grammatical gender, so adjectives and verbs must agree with them. Passive voice. The sentence is in the passive voice, which is commonly used in Punjabi. This allows the speaker to focus on the action, replacement, without specifying the agent who performed it. English. The old car was replaced with a new one. Punjabi. Purani Gadi Nunei Gadi Nal Badal Dita Gaya. The next word is judge. English. The judge made a fair decision. Punjabi.
Judge ne ek niyai faisla kita.
Breakdown.
Judge.
Judge, this is the subject of the sentence.
Ne.
Has, this is the particle that connects the subject to the verb in Punjabi.
Ek.
1.
Niyai.
Fair slash just.
Dala masala.
Decision.
Kita.
Did slash made, this is the verb of the sentence. The sentence structure in Punjabi is similar to English, but the word order can vary slightly. Here, the verb is at the end of the sentence. It is common to see Punjabi verbs at the end of the sentence, and this helps with understanding the flow of the sentence. Key concepts. The use of particles like
ne
is common in Punjabi, and helps connect the subject and verb. Punjabi uses a postpositional system, which means that prepositions are placed after the noun they modify, instead of before. English. The judge made a fair decision. Punjabi.
Judge ne ek niyai faisla kita.
The next word is herself. English. She did it herself. Punjabi.
Usne aap kita.
Breakdown.
Usne
is the third person singular feminine pronoun in the past tense. It translates to she or her in the past tense.
Aape
means herself or himself, depending on the context. This is a key word and is very common in Punjabi.
Kita
means did and is the past tense of the verb to do. Therefore, the sentence
Uthane aape kita
translates to, she did it herself. The next word is suddenly. English. He suddenly remembered his appointment. Punjabi.
Uthachana kaapani mulaqat yaad kar gaya.
Breakdown.
Uth.
he/she/it, pronoun. Achanak. Suddenly, adverb, this is a very important word in Punjabi, and is used to show that something happened unexpectedly. Apani. His or her slash its, possessive pronoun. Mulakat. Appointment slash meeting, noun. Yad. Remember, verb, this is a tricky verb in Punjabi, as it can also mean memory. Kar. Do slash make, verb, this is a helping verb that is often used with other verbs to make them more expressive. Gia. Went slash did slash done, past tense marker. Remember, the word order in Punjabi is often different than English. Also, Punjabi is a more flexible language, and there are often many ways to say the same thing. English. He suddenly remembered his appointment. Punjabi. Uthachana ka pani mulakat yaad kar gaya. The next word is generation. English. The new generation is full of energy and enthusiasm. Punjabi. Naipid hai joshorat sha si bari hoi hai. Breakdown. Nae. New, this is the feminine form of Naya. New, used to describe the feminine noun. Pid hai. Generation. Pid hai. Generation, this is a noun. Josh. Energy, enthusiasm, this is a masculine noun. Or. And, this is a conjunction used to connect two nouns. Utsha. Enthusiasm, this is a masculine noun. See. With, by, this is a postposition, indicating the instrument, or source of something. Bari. Filled, this is the feminine past participle of the verb. Bana. To fill. It is used to describe. Pidhai. Generation. Hoi. Is, this is the past participle of the verb. Hona. To be. It is used in the present perfect tense, indicating a state of being. Hi. Is, this is the present tense form of the verb. Hona. To be. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Note how the adjectives. Nae. And. Bari. Agree in gender with the noun. Pidhai. Postpositions. The postposition. C. Indicates the source of the energy and enthusiasm. Present perfect tense. The use of the past participle. Hoi. With. Hi. Indicates that the state of being full of energy and enthusiasm continues in the present. English. The new generation is full of energy and enthusiasm. Punjabi. Naipid hai joshorat sha si bari hoi hai. The next word is here. English. Here is your book. Punjabi. Eho jeha. Tuhadi. Kitab. Hai. Breakdown. Eho jeha. Tuhadi. This is your kitab. Book. Hai. Is. The word. Eho jeha. Literally means, dislike, and is often used to emphasize something, or specify that something is the exact thing. The word. Tuhadi. Is the possessive form of, you, meaning your. In this sentence, it implies that the book belongs to the person being addressed. Key concepts. Possessive pronouns. Tuhadi. Means, your, demonstrative pronouns. Eho jeha. Means, this, and emphasizes the object being shown.
Verb, to be, in present tense. Ha. Means, is. Translation. Here is your book. The next word is have. English. I have a book. Punjabi. Mere kolik kitab hai. Mere kolik kitab hai. Breakdown. Mere. Means, my, and is the possessive form of the pronoun, I. Call. Means, with slash beside, and is the Punjabi word for the preposition, have slash with. Ik. Means, one, and is the Punjabi word for the number, one. Kitab. Means, book. Hi. Means, is, and is the Punjabi word for the present tense form of the verb, to be. Key concepts. Punjabi word order is subject-object-verb. Punjabi is an agglutinative language, so words are formed by adding suffixes and prefixes to a root word. There are distinct gender distinctions in Punjabi grammar. Here, kitab is feminine, and the noun requires the feminine form of the verb. Hi. In English, is English. I have a book. Punjabi. Mere kolik kitab hai.